I think I can't confirm or deny, but I think we're live.
All right.
I think we're live. So let me just do one more thing here, if you don't mind.
Do two things.
Okay, I'll do two things. Okay, so let me share my screen, and I'm going to go to this real quick, if my mouse would cooperate. All right, we'll go over here. There we go. Okay, so app 3, 2, 1. Here we go. Greetings. Greetings to all our enemies and all our friends. You've heard the news and you've been lied to. So tonight, we're going to entertain a little deprogramming. Yes, that's right. No. That's right, it's Uncle Odd, and it's Ab the Fakeologist, and welcome to Sunday evening. This is the evening that we get together, and we talk a little bit of media fakery, fakeology, COVID-19.
84.
And tonight we have a very special guest who is going to be joining us in a bit, John Laban, the world's greatest skeptic, and I would absolutely confirm that indeed he is. He's going to be joining us, calling in from, I always ruin this, Kuala Lumpur. Does that sound right, Ab?
He's calling from Kuala Bear, Indonesia.
From Indonesia, and he's going to...
I don't even know if it's Indonesia. It could be Malaysia. It could be Manasia. It could be Manasia. I don't know.
And who is that on the other end there? Is that Ab the Fakeologist?
That's Ab the Comedian. Ab the Fakeologist left the building. Now we're going to do a comedy show. Because this is just comedy all the time. How's my mic? Am I hot or cold?
No, you sound perfect.
Oh, that's what I'd love to hear.
You always sound perfect.
Good. So, I'm just watching my dog biscuits so that I don't go into the yellow. How the hell are you, Todd?
I'm good. So let's see. It is it's Sunday the 30th. It is
August 30th. One more day. By the way, I got a lot of complaints about the last show. They said I didn't talk enough.
Yes, and nor did I.
The guest took over the show. It turned into the PK show. I doubt PK is listening to this, but boy, that guy can filibuster.
He can filibuster for sure. We're grateful that we had him as a guest. And you know, Ab, I think we'll get into the zone and figure this all out. But we discussed before the show of kind of a handoff of questions, so that we all can get a word in edgewise.
Will we get a word in edgewise with Mr. Laban? Because he loves to talk. Okay.
No, he. I find him a very good listener too. You've been interviewed by him lots.
No, I don't think so. I've interviewed him either. Actually, there's been no exclusives.
In all of these years,
don't think so. I really don't. You know, what happens is when I get these guys on the audio chats, we just talk, and it seems like I always talk to them, so then I don't think about inviting them exclusively. Right. And it's actually probably a mistake on my behalf. I probably should have done an interview with John Laban. Maybe he's holding it against me. I don't know. But I got out of the habit of doing interviews as well because I got busy and lazy and all of the above. And then the audio chats just took over my site, and all we do is just yap and talk, and it's sort of all over the place. But
now, are you a member, perchance? What did I just do?
I was an honorary member of John Laban, and then I got cut off because I think it's because I made a large donation to the No Agenda show, which is a different type of show. It's more mainstream, and I data mine the No Agenda show for information and topics that I'm interested in outside of just exclusive pure fakeology / skepticism, because they're more in the mainstream, and I get tons of ideas. I got a great idea tonight, and I post all the ideas that I really like with attribution on my site, either fakeologist.com or moreab.fakeologist.com if it's not really fakeologist related. And I think he got a little miffed that I donated to that guy and not to him, which, you know, I sort of thought I got mixed emotions about donations and money and all that. So I'm just guessing he was miffed. I think he actually said that to me on an audio chat.
Well, you can ask him tonight.
No, sure. I don't want to. I don't want to get into trivial. Yeah, that's trivial. That's trivial pursuit.
That is trivial. So, I just made you a co-host, as you, I think.
Okay.
So if there's anything from your site that you want to share, because I know the part of, when we originally launched this, you and I were going to chat a little bit, and each of us have wanted to share something. Great.
Okay.
I would love to see something from your site, Ab, that interests you this week and also interests
you. I got so much. By the way, can we tell the listeners that we do have phone numbers open? I'm not going to use that call-in studio thing anymore because it's so expensive that I've got my main lines. I did something really special for the listenership if they don't want to use Discord, which I'm not going to patch that in tonight. I've got a special line in the U.S. This is in the order of subscribers on Fakeologist. I have a number in the U.S., 810-666-1984. A great number.
That's good.
810-666, the devil, 1984, the year that we're going to be in for the rest of our lives. And the second most visiting country to fakeologist.com is the United Kingdom. I do not know why, but I have a London number for them. 203-868-6338. I couldn't get 1984. So it's all at fakeologist.com/contact. And it's in the first post of the fakeologist.com/blog entry. I have a number for the third most visiting country to Fakeologist, and that's Australia. Okay. And that's I got a Sydney number for the boys because Sydney's their biggest city. 02-7908-2729. And finally, Canada, a really poor fourth place in the visitors to my site, which is based in Canada. 902-400-1984. So there you go. You can call in, let the phone ring, stay on hold, we'll get to your calls.
Canada didn't even make the medal stand.
No, we never do. This is a sad country, honestly.
So, you know, give us a little bit of what's going on in the world of Ab.
Well, you want me to do more talking? Because I've done more talking than you so far.
No, okay. I just want to see your site. I'm excited about seeing your site.
All right. I have two sites. Fakotube.com, which you know about. You helped develop a logo. I thank you so much. I think I even use it.
You do?
And that, of course, is the name of this YouTube channel, Fakotube, which I'm happy to share with you because it sort of cross-promotes.
Are you able to show us on your screen?
Absolutely. I will. It's just my only hesitancy is it really takes my computer down when I do a share.
You want me to do it?
Could you? Actually, probably be better because maybe, can you go do that? That would be better. It's actually a good idea that you do it because then I can talk it up.
Okay, that's fine.
Just posted the most ridiculous, you're going to love this story because you love math stories. The most ridiculous math story I've ever heard, and it happened literally down the street from where I live. It's pathetic. Absolutely pathetic.
Office, if you're unable to enter the premises without covering your neck, it's from head office. So here's the head office number for you, so contact.
Okay, pause it for a minute.
What is she, about 100 years old?
Okay, you got to hear the story. This lady has been in quarantine. She's 67 years old. She's had cancer on and off for 20 years. So she has a breathing tube, a tracheotomy. That's where you have a little L-shaped tube just at the base of your neck. That's how you breathe. I knew one other person a long time ago with the same thing. I guess that's because they've had so much trouble with their trachea surgery that it's, I don't exactly know why you need it, but it's obviously bypassing the mouth and the nose so you can breathe. This woman finally got out of the house after months and months of being locked down, and she wanted to go play bingo. Now, I don't know exactly the sequence of events of this story, but she was denied once for sure because the guy at the door said you have to wear a mask over the hole.
What?
Right.
Have to be.
Am not. It's absolutely stunningly insane. It's on fakeologist.com/blog. It is the most insane mask story I've ever heard. Now, I think she complained, and then she got the go-ahead to go back. I think she went back again, and the doorman again told her to get lost.
Jeez. Well, let me hit play here.
It's insane.
It's private property, right? So they can abandon any room that they want.
Like,
I spoke to Lucy. Lucy said,
does that dude literally have zero common sense, zero common courtesy?
Now, even if my boss told me the rules, I would let this woman in and risk being fired because I'm a human being first and an employee second. I don't give a rat's ass what kind of job you're doing.
Yeah, I'm sorry. When I hit play, I totally lost your audio. So I don't know what is happening there.
Now let's not let this show go down a technological, toilet here.
Yeah, that's gonna be.
I just got a Zoomer Boomer message. This internet connection is stable, unstable. Stick it in your ear, Mr. China Zoom. one suggestion. Even though I hate Bill Gates more than anyone else in this world, apparently Microsoft Team is a more widespread, stable teleconferencing software. You might want to look into that. Microsoft Teams, I don't know what it's called. I don't necessarily have it, but you might want to look into it. I'm not really a big fan of Zoom, as I've said. As a matter of fact, you should look into StreamYards. I think I told you that before.
Yeah, you sent it to me. I literally have lost my screen share, so that's...
I know. I think there's tons of bugs. I'll just play a little more from my end. Let me just go in the middle here. Now, it's really hard to hear people with tracheotomies and tracheal vents or whatever it's called. You literally have to breathe and talk through the same hole. It's not good. You talk through your mouth, of course, but you're breathing through the same hole. Not easy. I get out of breath listening to this crap. But the bottom line is the woman was in tears, denied. Some people, bingo is where they meet their friends. It's the only time they see the outside world when you're a senior. It's just a disgusting story, but it's yet another consequence of the coronavirus hoax. Have I made it clear that I think this is the world's largest hoax? It makes 9/11 look like a fetus in the womb still. This is so big.
Well, I'll tell you, I think we both know that the fix was in. Did you see the latest report that came out? I believe it was yesterday or the day before. This really, sorry, but this pisses me off because when Safari went down, I had all of my tabs to be able to go through with you. So I'm going to have to kind of, backdoor this, but I want to be able to show you, this is a Fox report.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go here. And
make sure you describe it for the audio audience that can't see.
Well, I'll do
because this is the most downloaded podcast ever in the history of the world. People are driving to work tomorrow morning listening to this.
Yeah, it very well may be. And let me screen share and just show you here. Okay.
And by the way, if anyone wants... I think the screen just popped up. Hold on. Let's see. All right. Oh, there's a girl in a bikini.
Yeah, there we go. So listen to this. New CD report shows 94% of COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. had contributing conditions. Okay. That goes in the no shit category if your eyes and ears are open to anything other than mainstream news. Atlanta, Georgia, the CDC released new data last week.
Okay.
That depicts
Go ahead. What is the CDC, by the way? Does anybody know? Because this is an important point before you read some propaganda. Because we know you're going to be reading propaganda because it comes from the CDC. What is the CDC?
Well, I think the CDC is funded by Bill Gates, right?
Well, is it a government organization? Yes or no? I think it is not. It is like the IRS. It is not a government organization.
You very well, it could be. That's a great question. And mm-hmm.
It's the only question. I think it's funded by the pharmacologists, including Bill Gates, whatever millions of shares he owns in the different places. It's not a government. It's a propaganda outlet for the pharmacies, corporations, I believe. If you want a Wikipedia, the CDC, we can see maybe where it comes from. And I love it. It's the Centers for Disease Control. So they control diseases and they out of control diseases.
All right. CDC.
Well, it says it is under it's the United States Federal Agency. It's in the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS. Okay. So it looks like it is underneath the federal government. And its annual budget in 2018, of course, is 11.1. There you go. 11.1. So there's the magic phony number, and it has 11,000 employees. So yeah, they're good at phonying up the numbers.
All right. Well, the CDC, they released new data, Ab, and it depicts how many Americans have died from COVID-19, had other contributing conditions. Get this, only 6%, which is just over, I believe, 9,000 out of the 165,000, only 6% have COVID-19 as their only cause mentioned, revealing that 94% of the patients who died from coronavirus also had other health conditions and contributing causes. I went to the CDC report, Ab, and I'm going to go to it right now. This was the other one that I had on here that actually is from the CDC. This is them right here. There it is. This is the report. Let's get down here. And comorbidities. So table 3, contributing causes mentioned in conjunction with deaths involving coronavirus. For 6% of the deaths, COVID-19 was the only cause mentioned. But get this, for deaths with conditions or causes in addition to COVID-19, on average, there were 2.6 additional conditions or causes of death. Those are comorbidities. So those are people with what? Let's go down here a little further. Where is it? I saw it earlier.
Well, while you're looking, the CDC between 2014 and 2018 received $79.6 million from Pfizer, Biogen, and Merck. It's supposed to be a non-profit since 1995. So, they're also beholden to the pharmaceuticals. It says it's a federal agency, so I guess they get most of their money, $11 billion, which is suspicious numerology, from the federal government. So there you go.
So when we look here, Ab, the greatest percentage of comorbidities, influenza and pneumonia, shocker. Chronic lower respiratory diseases, shocker. Adult respiratory distress syndrome, respiratory failure, respiratory arrest, and then other diseases. And there were circulatory but I just want to stop there because I have maintained from the beginning that all they've done with this faux-demic is hijacked flu season and called it a different name
right.
for their fear porn movie.
Right. And what is the purpose of this scamdemic? Have we mentioned that? Do we have a consensus? Because now we're into what, month five now?
Yeah, I'd love for you to actually tell us what you think. I it is so self-evident that the force march is towards forced vaccination, without question. Bill Gates is behind that. He's the tip of the spear there, supposedly. But there is a greater agenda, and I think I've been on some calls with you where you've shared it really well. So tell us what you think.
I just call it the world's largest marketing campaign for changing hearts and minds, which is a military term, of people and their attitudes towards vaccination. Because vaccinations, I don't think, have ever been proven to be effective. And most about half the population, and probably more in different jurisdictions around the world and within the United States, have different attitudes and acceptance or take-up rates of vaccination. So this is sort of a brute force marketing campaign to get everyone on board with the idea that vaccination equals health. And they're linking vaccination to restarting the economy in such a brutal way that you cannot ignore this marketing campaign. Like, we are obviously inundated with marketing campaigns of all types of products in the world, but this one is one they do not want you to be able to ignore, because literally you're forced to stay at home. You're forced to change your attitudes, change everything in your life. And if you ever wake up in the morning and say, where am I? Do I have to go to work today? No. Oh, no, I can't go to work. I have to work from home because we're all dying. People are getting sick. I'm a super spreader. And I'm waiting for the vaccination. And then, like Charlie Brown, the football will be pulled away at the last moment, and then another restriction slash incentive will come down the line. So really, that's what this is. That is one of the, I would say, three or four major changes that they're trying to accomplish with the world's largest PSYOP in the history of the world. The first worldwide PSYOP. And that is only because we are now interconnected with one of the greatest tools ever invented by the military, the internet. So we all have heard that everything is a double-edged sword. So you can slice the sword one way for good and right back the other way and use it for bad. Guns are good for many things, but they're 50% bad for other things, you know. So this is the same. Now the tool, we've had our fun with the internet, the games, the interconnectivity, the business efficiencies. Now they're slicing it the other way. The whole world is wired. We are now one giant market via the internet.
Hive mind.
Well, it's just that now I know what's going on in the deepest, darkest suburbs of Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. Right. Whereas 20 years ago, I wouldn't even know where that was. And now I'm watching someone live streaming from their basement. So that's why.
Are you a PK voyeur?
Yeah, exactly. So that's why this is a worldwide PSYOP, because it can be. And that's what it is.
It can be, but people in my operating reality, if I would explain it to them like that, after they roll their eyes, and put on their mask, they wouldn't be able to believe it, because there's no way the whole world can be in on it. There's no way, Ab. That type orchestration. There's nobody bigger than
the only people that are really in on it and that are driving this thing are the people. All the people believe in this invisible weapon. That's the problem. So actually, this is the biggest conspiracy of all time, where the entire world is in on it. So yes, you can convince the entire world of a lie. And I think 9/11 proved that. 95% acceptance rate of 9/11. This one's even higher.
It is, but where people will find it incredulous is they just can't believe. I mean, you're talking about people that don't have any issues with 9/11 that do believe that the moon landing was real. And they couldn't wrap their minds around compartmentalization at NASA. It has to be real because authorities say so. So this one, because it literally, I think Brazil, there was one country where the leader of it basically gave the middle finger, you know, and said,
I don't know what the update from Brazil is actually. You know, that's the problem because
it was the dude that said that they
Bolsonaro.
Did
Oh no, this is the African guy in
the African guy from Zimbabwe or somebody.
No, it wasn't Zimbabwe. No, someone else said that. It wasn't Zimbabwe like IPS said. It was and it wasn't Ghana. I don't remember now.
He said that they went ahead and submitted like goat saliva and
they tested some fruit and some animals. Right.
And they came back positive for corona. Well, and as you know, all we're hearing about on the TV now.
Tanzania,
that's
and
right.
And no, I don't know where that is. I think it's the East Coast.
Is cases. So this is a case-demic now. It changed from a pandemic to a case-demic. And we just saw the CDC's recent numbers where it's all bullshit, people. It's bullshit. If I have to say it a third time, it's bullshit. It never existed. It does not exist. They manufactured this from the beginning. They've been planning it for decades, if not a half a century, if not even more.
Well, don't forget the numbers are coming also from two different places. One is Johns Hopkins, which is Simulation Central, I call it. They are the university that has been attached to public health since their inception. So I think they are ground zero of the simulation. I think the CDC somehow reports some numbers that might be more realistic. But don't forget, from what I understand, at least in the United States, counties have the public health departments that count stuff regarding health. And the reporting mechanism takes weeks and months to get back. So unless they all have brand new state-of-the-art reporting equipment, there's no way these numbers could come back in real time. So the only way they can come back is through the simulation center in Baltimore and from Johns Hopkins. They are fabricating the numbers for the entire world, right down to the city. So there's probably a lot of people working on the simulation dissemination.
There is, but when the fix is in, I mean, where did this all start? It started in the UK with that report to where those two, you know, I don't even know what their background is, but they came up with a study or a projection.
Well, that's the Imperial College.
Yeah, thank you, the Imperial
College. Right, but yeah, I would say that's a propaganda outlet that has been underneath or working with Johns Hopkins.
That's what the lockdown, that's what every damn thing all across the world was based on. That was the basis.
Well, I think that was the basis for the UK. I'm not sure.
It was cited for the United States as well. That was the basis.
Okay.
And so, and it proved to be false, but
it was a model that never came true, just like the model they did before never came true, just like the model before that never came true.
And I heard some news this week to where they were being cited again to where he's talking about the second wave. And I'm like, holy shit, people. I mean, how can you, you know, what is the George
Fool me once, shame on me, fool me twice. No, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me.
Oh, you know, I have to find it.
You got to be quicker on the thingies there.
I do.
Even I could find it faster, but I don't have my soundboard up.
Shame on you. It fooled me, we can't get fooled again. It fooled me, we can't get fooled again.
There we go. A little slow on the draw, but that's okay.
All I can think of is the Who song when he says that.
but you know, it's at the point right now to where
stop the terror. I call upon all nations to do everything they can to stop these terrorist killers.
Thank you.
Now watch this drive.
That puts it all into perspective. Oh, I love that quote. He's I miss that guy.
Yeah, he was such a cartoon.
He was sort of a smart dummy. He's just a contradiction, you know. He's just sort of a frat boy, you know. He didn't probably have to work too hard to get through school, you know. He was going to be pushed through no matter what anyway. And
you know, they said he was an alcoholic and he stopped being an alcoholic, and that was a whole story. I bet you $1,000 he never stopped drinking. That was just.
But I don't even, you know, I wonder, did he really even want to be president? But you know, there's a case of your dad pushing you through. Yeah, he probably didn't even want to do it, but it just worked out well, and he got pushed and catapulted through. I just always got that feeling. He didn't really want to be there.
Well, you know, I don't know what Bobby Bush, or I mean his Barbara Bush, she's a man, right? Confirmed?
Yeah, well, manly looking. But anyway.
Dude looks like a lady. I wish I had that clip. But anyway, you know, there's all of these protests now around the world, and it feels like people are waking up. And in Canada, did you hear in Canada, there is some, and I screw it up all the time, like I would say a county jurisdiction here in the United States. But in Canada, I heard that there was or maybe I saw this on, did I see it on FakoTube?
Well, actually, I got Junior Fakeologist to do, I wanted her to do a compilation video of the protests for August 29th, 2020, by the way, just in case anyone is listening to this down the road. And basically, there were protests all over the place. I don't know if there were any real protests in the United States, but I was told there was a protest in Ottawa, our capital, Berlin, London, Zurich.
Yep.
Paris. So basically, if you were just watching the mainstream news, you would not have known there was anything going on, basically.
Right.
And the reporting from Ottawa was that around 100 people showed up. That's from the mainstream news. But I think the reality was more like 10,000. So they're so obvious in their non-reporting, ignoring. And when you omit something, that's also called lying. It's called lying by omission. So if you decide to omit critical information, you're lying. So the media, and that's, of course, Fakeologist is supposed to be about media fakery. So that is a form of media fakery when you're totally ignoring the numbers around the rallies. And the Berlin rally where they were gathering around, I don't know, is it the Brandenburg Gate? Anyway, they look like thousands, tens of thousands of people. Yeah, and I think they minimized that. Yeah, so they minimized Ottawa. They minimized London.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
And I'm going to upload the video that Junior Fakeologist created. I didn't get a chance to do it today. It sort of shows it. I didn't really have a chance to work up the video, but I wanted to get out something fast. But the bottom line is it's reported as hardly anyone showed up, and they're all anti-maskers. That's what they're called. Anti-maskers, COVIDiots. Really, Nazi. They're just there for their basic medical freedom. I have the freedom to not take treatment if I want. That is a pretty basic freedom. So if I want to risk, quote unquote, dying from this phony virus, I should have that right. But the fact that they've turned it around, that I, by not medicating myself, can hurt you, has made this a very dangerous psyop, because now you are turning everyone against the people that don't believe it, because you are telling them that they are a threat. That is the biggest twist. That is the most evil part of this. Let's be honest.
Oh, it's incredibly evil. It's incredibly evil. I was just looking. Here was one of the protests where they went through a mall. And let me see if I can show this. They went through a mall, and can you see that?
Yeah. Where are we now? Where are we? You, as a good host, you have to basically tell the blind people what they're looking at.
This is in America, and it is a group.
Where in America?
I don't know.
Okay.
But they were Metro Town. Where's Metro Town?
I don't know. It's in Metro.
So they were going through a mall, and they were basically telling people, take off your mask. The virus doesn't exist.
Okay. Where did you get this?
Different mall.
It came across my Instagram feed.
Okay.
No.
You don't have to. No. You definitely don't have to.
Virus is fake.
Oh, this is the flat earth Fokker. You gotta get him on the show, actually. He would be worth getting on.
Look at her take it off, and then she whacks the girl in the
face. Definitely don't have to.
Yeah,
I believe in honesty.
It's a cartoon
character.
Yeah!
Is that her boyfriend in the back? What a little pussy keeping him. Oh my goodness.
Oh, the men have all disappeared. The best videos are from the women, no doubt.
That was so funny.
The women have stepped up. The women have stepped up.
Yeah. Sorry.
What are you doing? You're a technical mess tonight.
Well, I still have my training wheels on.
I know.
Years
now,
like
FakoTube.com, which is sponsored by Rollo until November 1st,
right,
has 115,000 page views. Now, there's lots of people that are watching there all day long, so there's not as many people, but there's lots of views of each page, which is fantastic. Yeah. Thank you so much. I had a funny feeling this would be more popular than the written word just because of the culture we live in today. We love shiny, flashy, quick tick, 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 talk pictures, and that's how we get along. But it's been very busy.
Oh, that was a very good pivot, or I should say augment to your blog. So now you have a visual blog and one that pushes out notifications. So I've shared it with you before. I'll be a broken record, but it is my go-to. Especially Rollo has been doing such a fantastic job lately. Now, is he supplying you that content? Is that the sponsorship, or is it?
No, he just gives cash. Don't send me your content. Just send me your cash. We don't need blankets. We don't need water. Just send cash. And yeah, you can literally send cash. Just go to fakeologist.com/contact and you can send your do-re-mi. And by the way, if anyone wants to call in and interrupt Todd and I, Uncle Odd and I, the numbers are again 810-666-1984, 902-400-1984. And if you want to look up the London and the Australia numbers, you can go look it up because I can't remember them.
There you go. I can't either. But 810-666-1984, I already have that memorized.
That is the best number ever.
It is great. Excellent job. You know, 8 plus 1 is 9.
Okay, if you go reload FakoTube, you can there's just a quick little video that we put up there. You can take a look at that. And I'm going to put it on fakeologist.com because actually most of the hits on FakoTube come from fakeologist.com, which is sort of the opposite of what I just said. But that's
Upload one?
Pardon me?
Did you just upload?
Yeah, refresh.
Okay, I did. So let me screen share here. Go here. And I'm not going to maximize it. That was my problem
last time,
and I lost it.
There's no audio to it, I don't think.
No? Okay.
Well.
So, doesn't sound like it.
I don't hear anything.
Yeah, and it's not on mute, so there's just no.
Oh.
No volume.
That sucks.
People are waking up. Deaf people, anyway.
There we go. This is the Ottawa protest, I think. I don't think you can get a good view. That's not a good view, unfortunately, of the crowd.
Yeah.
So this is Berlin. This is a better view.
Ab, let me stop and just chat here with you.
Go ahead.
About this. So Don't you think this is testimony that there are, you know, I thought that there's probably only 99, I mean, 0.001% of us out here that actually have smelled a rat from the beginning. And I think that's probably a good percentage. But now it seems to be growing. It seems to be people are like, you know, are catching up a little bit. They're yeah. starting to have these protests and such. Do you ever think that it's going to reach a point to where this might be exposed and walked back, or is that just a little fantasy of mine?
I still think that's fantasy land still. I'd like to think that our controllers have pretty much a contingency plan for every step of the way. And I think they're always taking the pulse. They're doing polling. They're watching the socials. They're watching face. All they're watching everything. So they have plans: A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I. So if support is starting to tail off, they'll maybe throw a riot psyop out there. Maybe have another shooting. They have a lot of resources at their fingertips. I think there's a lot of pivots. I think, okay, especially in the United States.
So let's say that they continue this. I saw a video today that they were saying that the advertising campaign is that they're going to make sure that the mandatory tests include not just the COVID vaccine, but the influenza vaccines as well. So it's all one thing. So now they have, you know, you have to have the whole portfolio of vaccines to be able to get on a plane, go to work.
Was that today's news? Because I think so.
Yeah, it was today's news.
Yeah.
I think Spiro did something on that.
Right.
So, you know, I guess if they're going to put something really bad, you know, that's going to modify your DNA, why the hell don't they just put it in the frickin' flu vaccine and just kind of do it under the radar? You know what I mean? They already
yeah,
have
I'm not sure why the... First of all, I don't buy the DNA story, period, before even vaccines.
Okay.
So I'm not sure I believe there's any such thing as a DNA RNA vaccine. No one's really ever explained it, really.
Yeah.
So I'm not really sure it even exists. I think I like to put that in the fear-mongering category.
I think
that's just to scare the hell out of people. I still think there will be no vaccine. I think this is definitely the carrot in front of the donkey on the stick that the donkey will never catch. I think they need...
Interesting. I haven't heard that theory.
Yeah. First of all, if you know anything about the official story about vaccines... There's supposed to be at least a 5 or 10 year period before, and there's, according to the Nuremberg conventions or the Geneva conventions, you're not allowed to test medicine or medical procedures on human beings. So there's a couple obstacles in the way. Those are two real big ones. So I don't know why anyone even listens to anyone that says there's going to be a vaccine this year, next year, or in 2030. You'd be insane. What? If vaccines were real, which they're not, just by their own rules, they can't give them. Let's just look at that. So if that's the case, there will be no vaccines, period, according to their own rules. And since they write the rules, we have to listen to the rules. I doubt they're going to circumvent that part of the rule. Don't you think that's rather critical? I don't think enough people want to go back to their jobs and be guinea pigs at the same time.
Oh, I think you are so wrong. I think there are just so many people just with that, you know, the ring in their nose being led around by...
Yeah, but do they want to be guinea pigs?
Oh, yeah. I definitely think so. I think that there will be everyone who...
So you want to take a shot... That is unproven just so you can go on vacation to Jamaica.
Oh, I don't. But
no, I meant you think people are like that.
For Biden will, they'll be first in line. Oh, I absolutely believe that these people who don't even have a bit of critical thought in their heads. I believe that they will be first in line, and they will wear it. They will virtue signal. You know how you have the I will vote badge?
Well, I'm waiting for the color-coded masks or hats or lanyards. I'm vaccinated, or you know how you have a license plate sticker, last vaccination. I'm paid up until the end of the month with needles. I mean, this is just
they're coming.
Exhausting.
They're coming. I am going to see if I can share with you something. That did you see my post that I did on the masks, on the guy that tested the masks?
Yes, that's a little old.
Is it old where he's blowing?
Well, you're looking for that, why don't we play this sweet young thing?
Oh, my apologies. I was wearing my mask because I just got back from a full day of being a good person. I love my mask because it's a simple yet effective way to display my righteousness. Am I concerned that two children in China dropped dead because they were forced to wear masks in gym class? Nope. Am I concerned that we're creating a generation of children who will be socially awkward and conditioned to fear their fellow man? No. Am I concerned that I'm contributing to an impending socialist technocracy that will enslave the global population? Not even a little bit. Am I concerned that my mask is symbolic of my compliance to the social conditioning that will eventually lead to the forced vaccination of every man, woman, and child on planet Earth? Not a chance. And why am I not concerned, you ask? I'm not concerned because I decided a long time ago that shallow, insignificant gestures are a much easier way to showcase my morality than actually being moral. Because in order to be a real good person, I gotta stand up to a real bad person. And I don't like standing up to or for anything. I've decided that it's much easier to trick my own mind into thinking compliance is a virtue instead of what compliance actually is. Cowardice. I prefer to float through life completely ignorant to the fact that every socialist takeover has always begun in the exact same way. With government overreach, public shaming, censorship, and a toilet paper shortage. Don't believe me? Google toilet paper shortage in communist Russia. Did you think you were having a unique experience? I prefer to pretend history never repeats itself so that I can stand by and turn a blind eye every time history repeats itself. I prefer to call anyone who speaks up, fights back, or stands their ground a lunatic or a conspiracy theorist so that I don't feel obligated to do my own research. Research takes away from me time. And lastly, I prefer to put on my mask and stand among a sea of masks so that I never have to be seen, be free, or reveal the deep dark shadows that lurk within me.
There you go. That was, I don't know who. Oh, wait, let me look her up. Hold on.
Oh, beautiful. My apologies.
What's her face? That's her name. Her name is What's Her Face.
It's What's Her Face? That's great.
That's her YouTube channel. What's Her Face? Boy, I'm subscribing heavy, heavy, heavy. I spent a lot of my life on YouTube now. I'm sorry to say.
Here's our...
The same size as COVID-19 or larger goes through and around a surgical mask. Now, if we take a cup mask and have a good look at it,
great,
here we go. Notice it goes right through the mask easily and goes in every direction. The aerosol is not affected by the mask in any material. Now we look at a surgical mask with a foam strip to protect above and keep my glasses from fogging. Lo and behold, the aerosols go all around it. Has no effect on me spreading aerosols to you. Now a cloth mask I borrowed from my wife. Once again, here we go. Boom, straight through and around. It has no effect on the spread of aerosols. They go everywhere.
IPS, who I highly recommend, Infinite Plane Society, Infinite Plane Radio. Yep. He had a really good question, and that is, when you're this is the worst season for me right now. This is actually the time I get ill because I am battling ragweed like no other weed. It's one of the most highly allergenic weeds out there. I don't know if you have them down in Florida. It's a tall, 6 foot tall weed. It's yellow. It looks like mustard and It is highly allergenic. I usually am sneezing and wheezing like crazy at this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, if I am about to sneeze, and usually it comes fast and furious, and if I was wearing a mask, what is the proper procedure for sneezing? Do I look you in the eye, leave my mask on, and just sneeze and let it go in? Do I try and grab a Kleenex, shove it under the mask, and then sneeze? Do I lift my mask and sneeze into my elbow like we were trained a couple years ago? Do I lift my mask, or I leave my mask on and sneeze into my elbow? What is the proper procedure? I thought that was a brilliant question.
Yeah. Well, I would think you would do it into your arm.
Yeah. Do I lift the mask?
No, you keep your mask on.
Oh, okay.
Then when it goes into your arm, what'll happen is all of that sneeze comes out the side, deflects off of your bicep and your forearm, and goes that way, and you'll get optimal spread that way. So you are a silent assassin if you sneeze. Well, you're a silent assassin if you are a asymptomatic carrier. But if you sneeze, you are not silent. You are now just a regular assassin app.
Yeah. Are you still listening to the No Agenda show? I highly recommend the No Agenda show still.
Before I came on, took a little shower and had a little speaker in there and was playing.
No How are you?
I love that.
Did you hear the Bill Gates interview? Bill Gates, I'm not sure the guy is even intelligent. The way he does interviews, he doesn't come across like he's that smart. Now, I am certain he has nothing to do with the success of Microsoft. I'm certain he's an actor. And I am certain that he probably is part of the Gates family. But I just don't think he's that smart, because he can't even answer questions well. And I was saying, if I was that rich, I would be in media training all day long. If I was going to risk my reputation by being out in public doing interviews with people that are on my payroll and not even disclosing that and asking me the softest of softball questions.
I think he has his dad's hand up his butt, and his dad is the one, like a puppet.
Well,
for him, because his dad is the power behind that family.
Okay. But literally, he's done everything he can to make Bill's life easy, and he is sticking him out there, because I am sorry, I don't know anyone in the entire world that likes the man. I would hire my own private army, which I understand he did purchase a private army. I can't remember what the company was. Was it Kraft or?
I know.
Blackwater. He bought the whole company.
I didn't know that. I didn't know.
Well, he owns it, or is the major shareholder. The guy has so much money. He owns almost every company you can think of. He is everywhere. Food, right. Railways, pharmaceutical. What else is there? I mean, every industrial corporation you can think of. So he's got his foundation or his personal wealth in all these places. So
does he have a vagina, though? That's the question. Is he inverted?
Well, I don't think he is, but he's just not smart. And the interview that they played on the No Agenda show, the guy is just almost stupid.
Really?
And I would go away if I was him. I would hide and never come out. I'd wait till this whole thing blew over. I would just leave. He's crazy. He's insane.
A greater percentage of the population look at that man, listen to that man, and just roll their eyes too.
Well, they must think he's helping. They must think he's helping.
Of course, that's why I don't think any of this crap's going away. I just don't think that. I mean, people are sending their kids to school this week.
Some of them are. They just released the schedule here. Our high school here, I understand, even though no children I have are going, they're 2 days a week, 1 week, 3 days a week, another, and it's only 2 hours for those days. The rest is online. So it's
Kabuki
a mess.
Theater. It's Kabuki Theater.
It's a mess. It's a mess.
My daughter's a senior, and she had her first week e-learning, and tomorrow is the first day she goes to school with the stupid mask.
Oh, I got to wear the mask, yeah. Is she going to be 6 feet apart, probably?
You know what? She didn't get my gene, Ab. She doesn't have any.
You're sure you're the father?
She's just. Yeah, good question. She just does not. Confrontation in her just.
But that's a female thing. Most females are not confrontational. If that was your boy and it was unconfrontational, I would say maybe. But women are not biologically designed to be confrontational. Yeah, there's some girls that are act like boys, but in general, women don't want confrontation. I have met very few women that do.
Speaking of those who do, how about, and this week was the first I came across her, I think, thank you, fakotube.com.
Oh yeah, who's that?
Amanda.
Oh, Amanda Vollmer.
That woman.
Oh my God.
She has the stream of consciousness gift.
Oh, right. You want to play a bit?
Oh, do you have some? Or should I search?
No, I got it. I got so much on FakoTube. There's so much we could look at. I got David Icke. Where the hell is she?
You don't have to see her. You can just listen to her. But this is all off the top of her head. She's not going off notes. She's not doing anything.
What about the woman before that couldn't get in the hospital with her pregnant daughter? That was a great rant, too. Did you hear that?
I get a lot of people who come visit me from a very far away.
Audio's low on this.
I book an appointment because I'm so busy, but whatever. It happens. And this is the
like
flow
10
of my
minutes
life.
In or something
and
like that. She really just goes
when they're
reborn.
Broke and starved. Interested in more flies, okay? I'm not interested in sweetening the pot. That's not who I am, okay? I bitch slap the truth into people. So, if you want to come into my store and you want to have a conversation about why your face diaper is idiotic, I'm willing to give you my life force and energy to share that knowledge with you. But if you're going to come in and touch my stuff with your little demon energy and interrupt my sacred conversation with your frickin' idiot stupid car, get the fuck out. The end. And now the boundary becomes bit more tight. The boundary now is nah, you just don't get in. Okay? I'm putting a firm boundary down. And
now she has a little store in the country, two or three hours away from the big city here where I am, and she runs she's a yummy mummy. That's what the name of her store is. And do you want to hear the story about how she got famous?
Yeah.
She hit the media because do you know what a video jockey is back from the 80s? The VJ, you know, Much
sure.
Music?
Oh, or, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
There was a sort of a Valley Girl hot VJ who runs a blog now that she's all washed up called The Yummy Mummy. And this woman, Amanda, runs an emporium for health naturopaths called Yummy Emporium. So the two yummies got crossed over. So when people do their Google searches, they got to her, they got to the original VJ. So they went to the VJ who runs Yummy Mummy blog and said, what are you doing with this? You don't believe in viruses? She said, no, that's not me. That's someone else. And she wanted to sue for the yummy part to get it back. But all that does is just make the person you're against more popular. And everyone wants to know what the hell, so they sent a reporter up. They tried to do a hit piece on her, but unfortunately Amanda's too smart. She's smart, so she recorded the interview with her own cameras just in case they clipped their video to make her look like a fool. So she covered her ass. She's eloquent. I don't think they really could do the hit piece they wanted because they wanted to go up and find some woman in the country that thinks viruses are a hoax and make her look like a fool.
Right.
Didn't work. But now she turned on – the media turned lots of people on to her, and she's a very smart woman. She's an Irish fiery lass. And
how can she not have been banned off of the internet? I mean, where do we find her?
Well, she is on YouTube, and she's under her name, Amanda Vollmer, A-M-A-N-D-H-A. You can look her up. She's also on FakoTube. Do I have the... Anyway, yeah, the rant is called...
How do you spell your last name?
Actually, the best, easiest way is go to yummy.doctor. Yummy.doctor. I sent her a message to get her on the show. I'm not sure. She's very busy, and she may not be interested in hanging out with a fakeologist. Highly recommend her, though.
You might. She might. You're pretty sexy.
Not at all. I like to listen to anyone who gets the terrain theory, which is what she does. She gets it.
Yeah, this is her.
Yeah.
Hi. I'm in my healing room. I had an interesting day, and I want to share it with you while I'm still in the energy, because fire hath cometh through me, and I had to school some individuals today who came into my store. So I want to tell you that little story and what kind of happened to push me into a place now where I feel like enough is enough. I don't know if any of you are in that.
Okay, now I'm just going to go to, like,
Yeah, they care. They really care about your health and your immune system and stuff. They really do. Oh, yeah. Because they're tracking you. They're watching you. Big Brother's got its eye on you. They love you so much. They just care. Mm-hmm.
Oh. If you didn't know her, you'd think she's nuts.
Yeah,
sorry. Sorry. You
sorry,
know,
not
I
sorry.
And this is what happens with Miss Amanda, is I
get when I first started at the beginning, I was kind of like, oh God, someone who like misses high school theater is just, you know, trying to become something on the internets. And then as I started to listen to her, first of all, her content is so on target. Second, it's like she's so good, I feel like she'd have to be able to have some kind of notes she's following.
Yeah.
But this was just free form from
the beginning. And you know what I want to say? I want to say to everyone out there who's just playing games on their computer and watching old movies, we are in the golden age of media right now. This might not last. We have the opportunity to listen to people that would never have a voice like never before. We have so many ways of interacting and linking and finding, discovering. Everyone should be at their computer researching the hell out of this hoax, because people like Amanda, you'd never would have heard of 5 or 10 years ago. They never would have gotten any kind of media. So she's got her own media, which everyone should have. She has her own channel.
30,000 subscribers. That is pretty.
That's a lot. But the point is, we can all find different people like her. Let's use this damn tool while we have it. There might even be a couple elites out there that are happy that a few of us are speaking out, because not everyone that wants to take over this world is in the same gang. There are competing gangs. So the good gang might also be out there, or the more benevolent gang, shall I say.
Right. The true technocrats that started way back when.
Well, I don't even know if they're good. I don't really like the idea of technocracy.
Yeah, no, let me say the based technocrats, meaning they didn't wake up thinking, okay, because of my bloodline, I want to take over the world and destroy everyone. They woke up thinking, I don't like politicians. You know, we can do this shit without them. And here's how. Let's team up with IBM. I think that's how the story. It's just
so
listen to her.
So
we're God.
Well, I got a competing truther. Here, listen to this lady.
We have an appointment today. My daughter, who is now overdue, has been sent to get an ultrasound, and I'm going to play the game to go to the ultrasound with my daughter, right? Even if they're not going to let me back in the room, which they won't, by the way. They won't allow you to go back. No, that nobody can go with you to an ultrasound, okay? But I'll sit in the waiting room. Just want to be there with her, right? I'm her support. I'm it. Like, it's me. Me and her, right? So I get my handy-dandy, really kind of looks like a used panty liner is really what it looks like, right? And most people have made theirs and wore theirs so many times that it probably is more like a used panty liner, right? Instead of like something you want to put on your face. So I have mine, right? I have my little used panty liner here that I'm going to wear in, except we go to the door to the place and they won't allow me in. You can't even go in the building with your person. You can't even go in the building. Like, I cannot go in the building with my daughter, who is nearly 41 weeks pregnant. I can't go in the building with her. I have to sit in my car. Now, that is absurd. Thousands yep. of people can protest in the streets, asses to elbows.
I like that, asses to elbows. Anyway, that's another great ranter, and most of the great ranters are women. So, guys, let your balls out. Let's get out there and do your share. The women have been carrying the load so far.
That's why when you were saying, well, women really don't, my first thought went to, wait a minute.
Yeah, that's true.
I think they do. I think they do. I mean, and I just really admire, you know, the common sense. And it's interesting. It's because I love listening to ranters like that, because I'm always in search. Always in search of how I can more efficiently articulate this in a way that people won't just shut me down, turn me off, roll their eyes, you know, just call me Uncle Odd the conspiracy guy. And so when I listen to people rant who are really, really articulate, there's always some gems there that, you know, that you can pick up and I've written many of them down as I'm listening to them. And at some point in time, hope to just assimilate them all into something very succinct. But I think that's ultimately what, you know, here's one question that I am now starting to ask people. And I can't remember what YouTube video I heard it on, but somebody said, they were talking to somebody else and they said, so you really haven't, you haven't worked this thing out yet, right? That this virus thing, it's not real. You haven't worked that out. And just stop, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what a question. If somebody said that to me and I'm wearing a mask and somebody who's not wearing a mask said, so you haven't worked this out yet? You haven't worked this out that this virus thing that it's not real? I mean, You know it's not, right? I mean, legitimately it's not, right? I mean, I really am eager to start asking that question to lots of people. Because I think it'll at least start a conversation. And it will, you know, it's not confrontational, I don't think, you know?
Let me play another video that was posted in the comments. Listen to this audio. You might like this. This is from 1984. Dinner with Andre. Telling it like it is. Okay, why isn't this playing? Go ahead.
Why is that? I mean, is it just because people are lazy today or they're bored? I mean, are we just like bored, spoiled children who've just been lying in the bathtub all day, just playing with their plastic duck, and now they're just thinking, well, what can I do? Okay, yes, we are bored. We're all bored now. But has it ever occurred to you, Wally, that the process that creates this boredom that we see in the world now may very well be a self-perpetuating, unconscious form of brainwashing created by a world totalitarian government based on money, and that all of this is much more dangerous than one thinks? And it's not just a question of individual survival, Wally, but that somebody who's bored is asleep, and somebody who's asleep will not say no. See, I keep meeting these people. I mean, just a few days ago, I met this man whom I greatly admire. He's a Swedish physicist, Gustav Bjornstrand. And he told me that he no longer watches television, he doesn't read newspapers, and he doesn't read magazines. He's completely cut them out of his life because he really does feel that we're living in some kind of Orwellian nightmare now, and that everything that you hear now contributes to turning you into a robot. And when I was at Findhorn, I met this extraordinary English tree expert who had devoted his life to saving trees. Just got back from Washington, lobbying to save the redwoods. He's 84 years old. He always travels with a backpack because he never knows where he's going to be tomorrow. And when I met him at Findhorn, he said to me, "Where are you from?" And I said, "New York." He said, "Ah, New York, yes, that's a very interesting place. Do you know a lot of New Yorkers who keep talking about the fact that they want to leave but never do?" And I said, "Oh, yes." And he said, "Why do you think they don't leave?" I gave him different banal theories. He said, oh, I don't think it's that way at all. He said, I think that New York is the new model for the new concentration camp, where the camp has been built by the inmates themselves, and the inmates are the guards, and they have this pride in this thing they've built. They've built their own prison, and so they exist in a state of schizophrenia, where they are both guards and prisoners, and as a result, they know having been lobotomized, the capacity to leave the prison they've made or to even see it as a prison. And then he went into his pocket and he took out a seed for a tree and he said, this is a pine tree. He put it in my hand and he said, escape before it's too late. See, actually for 2 or 3 years now, Chiquita and I have had this very unpleasant feeling that we really should get out. And we really should feel like Jews in Germany in the late 30s. Get out of here. Of course, the problem is where to go, because it seems quite obvious that the whole world is going in the same direction. See, I think it's quite possible that the 1960s represented the last burst of the human being before he was extinguished, and that this is the beginning of the rest of the future now, and that from now on there'll simply be all these robots walking around, feeling nothing, thinking nothing, and there'll be nobody left almost to remind them that there once was a species called a human being with feelings and thoughts, and that history and memory are right now being erased, and soon nobody will really remember that life existed on the planet.
I thought that was pretty good. That was from Zylephilex, one of my commenters. I get some of my best tips. Send me tips, send me comments, send me all the ways you can. I thought that was a pretty good tell it like it is.
Where can we find that?
That's on FakoTube. It's called My Dinner with Andre. That's a clip. I believe that's a Louis Malle movie.
Can you copy it? Can we put that in the show notes?
I can if you tell me where to send it.
Just put it in the chat.
Okay. The good. So that was a pretty good clip, I thought.
Great clip.
That was from the 80s. Nothing's changed. I like the idea that, and that goes actually with a James Altucher blog that went into the mainstream media.
Okay.
And he was basically saying he's a New Yorker. He's left New York. He's not going back. He moved to Miami. He bought a house sight unseen because that's how competitive the real estate market is in Florida right now. And then Jerry Seinfeld did a response essay, which he probably didn't write, or he might have written, but it wasn't that great, where he just said, you're a baby, New York is going to recover, New York always comes back. So I thought that was kind of prescient, that was going on at the same time.
That was great. That was really great. I am I'm eager to actually sit down and watch that.
What, the whole movie? I don't even know what the movie is about, really.
Right, I'm just going to paste it there, and then, sorry.
I got lots of good clips this week. We had a pretty good audio chat this week, the Fart Fakeologist Australian Roundtable. We had you, of course, on that show, and we had 3 Floridians at once, which is a world record. Yeah. We had a new member from Birmingham, Sky Larkin, a female unit. She sent me some good clips.
Yeah, she was great.
She sent me a clip of a Canadian out on the West Coast, the very far westest coastest, which is like another country to us here in central Canada. And there's a guy named Kevin Annette who is basically, he's using common law to.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought that was really fascinating. I don't even, you know, yeah.
I saw that on the YouTubes.
It was on FakoTube.
Was it FakoTube?
Yeah, you see all your best stuff on FakoTube.
So, okay.
The Republic of Kanata.
Hello, everyone. It's August 25th, 2020. This is Kevin Ann at Eagle Strong Voice speaking to you from within the Republic of Kanata.
I sent you a message saying we should get him on, you and I.
Yes. Okay. Now I'm
Get him on. This guy, I watched his 1 hour video that he mashed up all his small videos together. This guy, I think, is a university professor in British Columbia.
Yeah.
And he exposed the genocide of natives in Canada. Where the church, the Anglican church, maybe the Catholic church, They basically wanted to tame the savages. I think that happened everywhere in the world. But the thing that he's trying to expose, that he's getting railroaded out of everywhere and ghosted everywhere, is the fact that these children were murdered for not complying. They were taken away from their families. They were tortured. And this was 100 years ago, but he just wanted the government of Canada to acknowledge this, that genocide would happen in this country. Now, this is Canada. Nobody would think that. I'm only interested in it from a truth perspective, that here's a hidden, I don't know if it's true. He says it's true, but it's a hidden truth, and he is basically ghosted. So if they don't kill him, and he said he has people around him that talk about this that have been killed, mm-hmm. which this is Canada. I keep reminding you that this is terrible if it does happen. And they said he's basically been ignored, and
listen to him a little bit.
Ghosted, basically. So he is the person that wants to make.
Hello, everyone. It's August 25th, 2020. This is Kevin Ann at Eagle Strong Voice speaking to you from within the Republic of Canada, formerly the Dominion of Canada, now under common law jurisdiction. Well, throughout the world, the powers that are imposing this corporate police state are attempting to keep everyone in a state of despair with each new police state regulation. But today on the west coast of Canada, a shot was heard around the world. And it came from the citizens of Parksville, who for the last several months have organized themselves along with many other Canadians in local common law assemblies, the Oceanside Common Law Assembly. Last night at a special meeting, they brought in a local bylaw, which is now binding on all the citizens, which actually bans COVID restrictions and other measures. Let me read the news release they're sending out today.
I'm just going to stop right here before we continue. And I just want to say, Ab, the work you do is awesome on FACOTube. It really is. I mean, this is just such good stuff that you would never be able to find out on your own. You just wouldn't. So you are doing such a great.
Thank you. Well, I put it there because this video possibly could be taken down because it's just not what anyone wants to hear.
Right.
So that's why I put it there. I'm not supporting it necessarily, but I just think that it has the risk of being taken down. And again, FACOTube is my channel in the sense that I don't want to create too many. I don't want any other channels probably on it because I want to send one message with the resources I have.
Yep.
And everyone should do their own FACOTube if they have the resources. Because people come to FACOTube, they should know this is my curation. So I'm weeding out the stuff I think is wrong, the thing that is misleading, the stuff that should not waste your time on, and the stuff I'm looking at. So if you agree mostly with what I do, then FACOTube is for you. If you don't like me or what I view, don't go there. Go to YouTube and try and wade through the mountains of videos. Just try.
COVID restrictions and mandatory vaccinations are outlawed and nullified by common law assembly. Citizens are encouraged to resist police state measures as officials are threatened with fines and imprisonment. And this is from Parksville, British Columbia, on central Vancouver Island. In a historic act of direct democracy last night, the Oceanside Common Law Assembly passed a public safety bylaw that prohibits COVID restrictions and mandatory distancing, masking, quarantines, and vaccinations anywhere in the communities of Parksville and Qualicum Beach on Canada's west coast. As of today, anyone who tries to impose COVID regulations on the people of these communities can face fines and imprisonments by the Common Law Assembly and its Common Law Court.
See, that's jujitsu, using their own power against them. This is beautiful.
Which was convened this last month. Citing international law, the Assembly bylaw states...
You'll never see this story anywhere, by the way. Now, I just did a search for that. There's no mainstream story on the Googles that I could see right away. Everything that's come up is searches on Twitter. There's no mainstream media story at all. And, you know, guys, this is censorship. When you don't put out a story like this and you're in the mainstream media, this is lying by omission. This is censorship. This is a real story if this really happened. So,
regulations, quote, are unlawful, unwarranted, and medically unsound measures that threaten and assault the fundamental liberties, health, and security of the people of our community. Therefore, it is ordered that no one is obligated to consent to or comply with any of these regulations, and anyone is free to actively resist and disobey such regulations and measures by any means necessary without fear of legal consequence, unquote. What that means is that civil disobedience has now been lawfully authorized by the Common Law Assembly, and that applies to anybody within their communities.
Ab, are you familiar with this Common Law Assembly?
I never heard of it. And here's another guy on YouTube, Bro.
Hello, everybody. Welcome.
This is Brian Rowe. He did a story on it. There's no mainstream stories about this.
Wow.
Bob Rowe, 41 subscribers. Okay.
Welcome. And there's a new group in our community called the Oceanside Common Law Assembly. Welcome to our community, Oceanside Common Law Assembly. I'm sure you're going to do a lot for the community like the other groups do. So what is the Oceanside Common Law Assembly? Well, they're a large group, a really large group, of local concerned citizens just wanting what's right for every single person in the community. You know, after being involved in a lot of community groups, as anybody who knows me, I work really hard for the community groups because I know that that's about the only way we get things done in the community. And after being involved with the community groups, I find that...
Not bad. He has 41 subscribers and 680 views. So... That's just another video I found. Yeah, it's being ghosted. Ghosted is a term, if anyone doesn't know, where you are on the internet, but the search engines won't find you. Nobody's going to find you unless they are super specific with the search. So I'll post that video to you there.
Okay, excellent.
Do we have a guest tonight?
We do. I think... maybe Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. They may, maybe John, I know he was moving, but I know he confirmed that he'd be on here. So,
all right. I'm just wondering if I had the right time zone or
what. Well, that's what happened. I was actually just checking that. And then, his last email was confirming 9 p.m., 9 a.m. his time, 9 p.m. our time. So I hope we don't have that mixed up. So anyway, John, if you're out there, I hope you drop in.
We had a good show so far. I'm actually getting a little tired, but put Flat Earth Fokker on your list. I'm gonna just start his video for one sec. Oh, he's live right now. This guy is always streaming live. He's a character and a half.
My views again, like you guys with your fucking views. I'm talking facts. Health.
Okay, he does live streaming every day. Hey, you should. We should. He's doing a live stream now. We should hook him in, and I sent you the link to him. We should tell him to come on the broadcast and say a few words.
Where's the? I
put it in the your chat there. The Flat Earth Fokker. Fokker.
Why am I not seeing it?
It's in the chat. It's the last one I just dropped in there. But he's an interesting character.
Canada admitted there's no fucking evidence of this virus, and Health Canada admitted that they were asked to find proof. All right? There's doctors coming out.
Wait, oh, no, this is the Common Law Assembly.
No, the last video I linked to you there.
Well, I don't see a link. That's my.
Oh, here you go. Here. I'll send it again in the chat.
Okay. Let's see if
you see it. I sent it twice. You want it three times?
No. It's just that it's.
Here's the Flat Earth Fokker. This guy's hilarious.
If people want to be ignorant,
he's eating an ice cream.
It's called educating people. It's not fucking views. So if you have any facts to the contrary. I'm actually presenting facts. So if you have facts and evidence, then present them. Or you guys can sit back and see your views, your opinion.
If anyone wants to call in from the United States, 810-666-1984. Like, from Canada, 902-400-1984. Australia and UK, fakeologist.com/contact. Get your numbers. I will answer the phone if you call. I will have to change my audio settings. But, yeah, get that guy on, Todd. You're good at getting people in. You write great emails, as you know. Yeah, he might be worth he's interesting.
Flat Earth.
Focker, F-O-C-K-E-R. He allegedly had a yoga studio that got shut down early on in the coronavirus hoax.
Okay.
And I don't know what the status of that is, but he spends a lot of time walking around Vancouver, British Columbia. Mm-hmm. Talking to people and going to protests, so you can't say he doesn't put his money where his mouth is.
Yeah. Is this him right there?
Yeah. I think his name is Matt.
So, hey, he said he didn't want to talk about it, so I left. Did I force my opinion on him? That's fine. He wants to fucking wear a mask around.
Yeah, let's see if he...
I'm live on YouTube.
I think he's actually getting recognized now.
I graduated in 1990. I'm not going to give you my life story because I have no idea who you are. Give your real name, and maybe if I know who you are, I'll talk more.
And it's raining. What a surprise. It's always raining in Vancouver. Let's see if we... Very wet city.
Are you looking at coming up?
For several years. I'm just trying to, it's so confusing, right?
Not really. Your notice of understanding is basically, I understand, like it starts off like I, and then your name, and who your parents were, and I came into the world. You have alien rights, right?
Yeah.
Everyone does. And we, before you became a corporate child of Canada, right in 76, when we got our charter. But before that, we were free. Like, and then
are you chatting to him?
That's 82, I think.
82 is when we got charter.
I was just trying to see if, along his live stream timeline, if he actually talked to anyone, you know, instead of just talking to his phone.
What was the TV show with Barney?
Barney Fife?
Is that the one where he's the cop?
Well, Ray, Miss Simpson's got one other thing to show you here. You know what that is?
Looks like something for Siphon and Cider.
That just won't hurt a bit. That'd be real good for you. Just roll up your sleeve.
You ain't gonna stick that thing in me.
Mr. Hollister, our records show that you've never had a tetanus shot.
Young lady, you can put that thing away right now. I ain't never been jabbed, and I ain't fixing to be. Goodbye.
I promised my supervisor that I'd get 100% cooperation on those shots. I sure wouldn't look like a fool.
Well,
what happened? Rafe Hollister turned you down, did he? Want me to take you back up there?
What?
Up to Rafe Hollister's to give him his shot.
Barney, if Andy couldn't do anything with him...
And you know why Andy couldn't do anything with him? Because Andy's too soft. Ray! Ray Hollister! Deputy Fife here! Come on out!
What you want, Barney? And what's that nurse doing back here?
She came out here to give you your shot. Now you stop acting like a child and come back and get it.
What?
You heard me here! Right now! All right, I'm going to give you exactly three to get out here. One, two, three.
And I'll give you exactly three to get off of my property.
Now, see here, Ray.
One, two.
You don't even know how to count to three.
Anyway, I posted that video. I call it vaccination, indoctrination, nation. And this is from, was that the 50s or 60s? And they were trying to vaccinate some guy so in the show. So that was Hat Tip Dirty Benny. Thank you, Dirty Benny. He's a great supporter of the site. Sends me tips, sends me comments, sends me money. What the hell else could you want from a... from a member of fakeologist.com. That's as good as it gets.
Just common law common law like that one guy you showed, you know, to just make everything that goes against us illegal. I like that. So, Ab, I'm thinking maybe we need to reschedule with Mr. LeBron.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. What do you think? I don't know.
I'm good. We've gone an hour and a half. We've covered a lot of stuff. I don't think people really listen past an hour and a half as a rule.
Yeah, yeah.
Even the most interesting people, which is you and me, people get tired. People go to sleep. Although, there is the pause button in podcasting, and you can pause. That's the beauty of podcasts or anything.
And, is that your preference of listening?
Oh yeah, because first of all, I wouldn't get any work done. I would make no money if I was sitting in front of my computer all day. Sure. If I had to account, I can't even do my own accounting because I'm so distracted by all my websites and all the material flowing in. It's coming in so hot and heavy. So if I'm driving, I listen to the audios, and that way it passes the time. I can concentrate on it. I can pause it. It's great. It's a godsend for me. I used to be a heavy consumer of radio. And I'd sit in my car before I had to get out if someone was interesting on the radio. And I'd wait and then there, but I hated radio for the commercials and there was so little content.
Horrible.
Out of 1 hour, if there was an interesting guest, they might talk for 30 minutes and the rest is commercials and interruptions. So I love the world of podcasting and,
me too.
It seems
Ab, there was a period of time where I had gotten divorced. And I lived in Asheville at the time, and my kids were down here in
North Carolina.
Yep, for a period of time, and my kids were down here in Florida. So literally on a Thursday every third week for I think 4 years. No, it wasn't 4 years. 3 years. I drove down to Tampa. It was an 11-hour drive. And then I would come back on Monday.
So that's huge.
So every 3 weeks. And the only way I got through it was because of you. I'm not even kidding you.
Me?
That's where I got hooked on Fakeologist, on the podcast.
Oh, good. And, yeah. Thank you.
A long time ago. But that's where I first, you know, I had my little iPod that had the little dial that you turn, and I would download it all before I went. But no, that's where I became awake. So thank you. All those hours,
That's passed cool.
A lot faster because of you.
That's nice. Well, good.
And you thank know, you.
You're a donor to the site, by the way. You asked me, current donor. I think you should have been on the video. If you weren't, then that's a typo.
Yeah, I think it was a typo because I looked and I'm like,
well, it was a cut and paste, actually. We didn't type. I cut and paste. So if I cut you off, I cut some more people off.
I just wanted to confirm that I was donating because I don't look at my credit card statements for, you know, I mean, and you chart, the donation is so much, you know, it's like.
I don't think you would have seen the dollar. It would have been hiding under your last lunch charge or something. So yeah. No, yeah. It's there, but that you make me wonder if I cut off everyone after your name as well.
Yeah, but, it doesn't matter. I just wanted to confirm. My thing was I just wanted to make sure I'm like, because I don't even know where I, you know, if I did it by credit card or
you do PayPal. It by PayPal. Most everyone, so it would be on your PayPal statement, your PayPal activity. But I thank everyone for donating. It's not the purpose of the site, but boy, it does help because FakoTube is big bucks. I can't really figure out a way to get around it right now. I think I'm getting a good deal on the hosting. Look, so
here's the thing, Ab. I mean, and like this show. Every week we're going to figure this stuff out more and more. Like next week, what I'm going to suggest is that before the show, you email me links like you would put in the show notes, links of what you might want me to play in the order. You know how they do on No Agenda where they send each other the links. And then if you name it, you could just say, hey, hit the XYZ link.
But don't forget, I can play too. But if you want to see it.
You don't, but you don't, yeah, no, we want to see it.
Oh, you want to see it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Because it's just, why not? It's like, it's because we can talk over it. And then, you know, I have learned that when you start talking, when a video's on with my finger on this, little mouse,
yeah,
I can pause it really quickly. So
good.
Yeah. So I think that we'll get better at this. That's my point, is we'll just get better. And I think that this, you know, can ultimately be, if we don't have guests, it can be to where we just kind of, you're the curator and we go through and we talk, you know, it'll be the Cliff's Notes of FakoTube for the week, which is pretty cool because your content is so damn good. One man's opinion.
Well, I just got an email saying I'm a pig because I salivate over my female callers. So that's from a woman. So. Okay, so you know what? As long as I get attention, I guess that's better than no attention. So yeah, I am a bit of a pig on the radio, I admit.
Yeah, but you're our pig.
But you know what? I can't see them anyway, so it's really just joking around.
No, I know. It's I think yeah, it's kind of like everybody relax. Just relax.
We're having fun. And when I'm on the fart podcast, it's just a joke anyway. We're just joking around.
What a horrible acronym for that podcast.
Well, and Velocet plays it up great with all this, sounds.
Velocet is like, you know, he's pro.
Well, he was a radio producer. Now he drives a train, but, cause radio's dead. Let's be honest, radio is so dead. I don't even understand. I guess the play with radio, if I had to analyze why you would have a radio station, is all those frequencies will go to mobile data. So all the FM, AM frequencies, if they have not already, it's like squatting on real estate. They're just holding it because all the frequency will be converted to mobile data eventually. Because there's no need for FM, no need for AM, no one's using it. So it'll just be reallocated. So they'll auction that off for millions.
Wow. Wow.
That's my take. Why else would you have a radio station? Because do you listen to the radio when you're in your car or when you're at home?
I think that they have sliced their own throats because they are so... There's a commercial every 4.5 minutes in their long commercials. And then when you're like, screw it, I'll go to another channel. They time them all so the commercials are all at the same freaking time.
Well, that's because the same company owns probably half the stations.
It's true.
Yeah.
Wait, so you're saying that there's a cabal who owns all the media?
Yeah. I think that's not even a secret. They advertise it. Clear Channel owns 1,200 radio stations last time I checked a few years ago, but again, I don't pay attention to radio anymore because it's totally irrelevant. The new media has passed it by.
Right.
And, it's all podcasting, YouTube, TikTok, whatever is, your own curated music. That's where it is. So really we have tonight have you looked at our live YouTube channel? Is how many people are watching? Because I didn't even look at that.
I have no idea. I usually shut or minimize that because it's so distracting.
Oh, so you're not even looking at the YouTube chat?
Oh no, I have no way of seeing it. I think
you could.
Well, but it would be a 20-second delay, right?
Oh, you really should look into StreamYards because then you could look at the chat.
Okay.
I think you should dump Zoom. Well, next week, you don't have to dump Zoom, but why don't you put it to the side? Let's try StreamYards.
Okay.
And there are others, but try StreamYards, and then you could also do what IPS does, Internet Plane Radio. Great. That's a go-to podcast for me.
Yes, it is.
He uses Restream.io, where he shoots the stream from OBS or StreamYards to DLive, to YouTube, to Twitter. You can live stream to Twitter via Periscope.
Okay.
So get all of those going at once. You could just do it all at once. You need a Restream.io account, which you probably already have.
I think I signed up for it at once. See, that's the for anyone else thinking about launching a channel and actually being dedicated to delivering some content, not that easy. No. There's so much that you have to do and figure out and organize. I have great, great admiration for those who have these channels that are good at it right now.
Yeah, and you'll be good. You'll be good.
At some point in time, it'll all come together.
In the old days, the host did not do technical. You just concentrated on the content. So the idea that you're doing technical at the same time is a huge distraction because you can – in the old, look at the Howard Stern show. He pays a guy to fire off the sound effects.
Sure.
That's it. Right. That's all he does. He presses the fart button on time. well, you're doing the content. You can't do everything.
Oh, that's bullshit.
See, I have my buttons.
Yeah. Well, you're going to be faster at it when you do it more often. But the point is, though, that we're in the new media, so we're – And
look, I'm dedicated to figuring it out. So this week I'll make it my mission to figure out StreamYard.
And that way you could look at the live chat. What you sent me an email with the YouTube link, but you put it in the subject line, so I can't get it. What is the YouTube link right now? Just for fun, I'm curious how many people are watching live.
Well, let's go look. I can. Look.
I don't. I wouldn't even. Oh, I guess I go to your channel. What am I talking about? Uncle Odd. I could look it up. Uncle Odd Faco 2.
46 subscribers live now. I bet you there's 4 watching. So
live now. YouTube link. 4 watching. The subject. Yeah.
For all of you, you know, 4 watching. Thank you.
Oh, look. So Dave J is filling up the chat. Dave J is in the chat. He's the only guy in the chat. I wouldn't need. Oh, I guess I go to your channel. What am I talking about? Uncle Odd. Okay, only Dave J is in the chat.
Oh my goodness, he has really.
He owns the chat. It's only his chat.
He owns it.
Okay. Well, good.
I'll have to go back and look at that.
But you could
live.
In StreamYards or Restreamio, it will show you the chats. It'll bring all the chats together.
Okay. So,
anyway, you got four live on YouTube, including Dave J. And on my IceCast, I have 4 as well. I got Birmingham, Dearborn, Meriden, Connecticut, and Brockville, Ontario. So there you go.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Well, you know what? I'm appreciative Dave J is in there.
Well,
you know?
Obviously, Dave J is a super fan.
He's a super fan and
oh, let me I don't want to end the show on a downer. Dave J will assassinate my character, but here's a picture of this poor woman that was kicked out of the bingo from, it's literally down the street from me. It's shameful. Shameful! Shame! Do you have the shame button? It's just disgusting. So, take a look at that. I put it in the chat there. Can you see it? Are you there?
So Dave J, hold on. I'm just gonna hit send. I told him to call in.
Oh right, he could. Yeah.
So Facebook.
There you go. Shame, 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 is that enough shame?
Oh, wow. Dave said he'd call in on one of the shows soon, so thanks, Dave.
That's all right. Did you see that link I just sent? This, I tell you,
See, I only have three links.
What is wrong with your Zoom chat tonight?
I don't know. It just, it sucks. There's only three links in there. So yeah, we have
no,
to
you gotta, maybe you gotta scroll.
Look, I am
at the Facebook thing.
I am scrolling.
Okay.
Is it the Facebook one?
Yeah. Okay, do you see it?
Well, see what happened. Is it BJ Gilbert?
Yeah. You scroll down. That's his mother.
Okay.
I gotta send this to, let's also plug bigvirushoax.com. More Florida guys.
Oh, that's his mother?
Yeah, but see the pictures? Did I just send you the video or the pictures?
No, the pictures were there. That's
his mother.
Oh my goodness.
Sad, eh?
Oh, let me share the screen so everyone can see.
It's pitiful.
Oh my goodness, that breaks my heart.
Well, I knew that would bother you. That's why I sent it to you. And I'm not trying to bring it down, but this is what's going on with these, just the different permutations and combinations of people that are getting hurt by this. These are real people that get hurt.
They really are. They really are. This pisses me off.
This is psychological warfare. Yeah. It's torture. It's what it is.
It is torture. There needs to be a Nuremberg trial with all of this, and I am not even shitting you.
I agree.
I'm calling for it right now.
The first one to be tried will be Bill Gates.
And Anthony Fauci.
And if Bill Gates is found guilty, everyone should remove Windows from the machines worldwide, and we should all switch to Linux. And it should be free. We should go back to free software the way it used to be before Microsoft took over.
I'm in.
The software is free. The support, well, you can pay someone to make it work, but the software should be free.
Yeah.
The development, the improvement should all be open source and free. And I'm not even kidding.
Tell those people to stop yelling at Ab, you big babies. He cracks me up. See, I was Dave Jade on your show.
Oh, you were. You got the J-hook. Do we have a word for that? Or is it just Dave Jade?
Dave Jade. It's a verb.
Oh, yeah.
And
you got
the J
up the hoop. You went running away. You scampered off. I was surprised.
I didn't. I was yelling back, bro.
But you left, though.
Huh?
Didn't you leave?
I don't know.
I think you took off.
Dave J, none of you are going to do anything but run your mouth. I'm going to do this in the accent of, none of you are going to do anything but run your mouth, period. And you know it. And tell that old lady those dishes.
That's not the Dave J accent. That's not him.
No, it's not Dave J. Dave J's act. I'm doing the one that is, you're all a bunch of dumb as a box of rocks, if you believe it. What's his name?
Bam. Bam. Mag Truth.
Mag Truth, yeah.
You're dumb as a box of rocks if you don't see this. You don't see the hooks, yeah.
That's a box of rocks.
That's sort of a Jamaican accent, I think, yeah.
Yeah. Dumb on. Dumb on. And then, yes, Dave J, it is a verb. Yes.
All right. What's up for the week? Are you looking forward to anything during the – what's up for your week? What do we got going on?
My week. Well, from a professional standpoint.
Oh, I don't want to hear that. I just want to hear your research. What are you looking for?
Research is going to be StreamYards, first of all.
Yeah, okay.
And then, I'm just still looking. I'm hoping and praying that there's going to be a tipping point somewhere. Ooh, my wife told me one thing this afternoon. She came back from Publix, and she said, "You won't believe it." I'm like, "What?" And she said, "They've picked up all the stickers, you know, that tell you to go down one
aisle."
Really?
They're gone?
Yeah, she said they're gone. They've picked up. And I'm like, "You're kidding me." Now, the cynic in me thinks that they're probably replacing them with new ones.
Oh, right, yeah.
So until I see it clean, well, I'm going to go there tomorrow myself and talk to the manager, and I'm just going to say so.
You going to video it?
I don't think I'll video it.
Why not?
I don't want to, because that's my store.
Oh, and, okay. Oh, you don't want to be.
I don't want to. Yeah. They're great with me. They never give me any shit for not wearing a mask and you know, so I like shopping there. So, I don't think I will embarrass them. I don't know what the point would be, but I will report it truthfully what he says. And, it'll be interesting because.
Oh, Mag Truth is gone. Okay. That's why I couldn't find it.
Is he out?
Yeah, the channel's gone.
He got censored?
Yeah, he's gone. I was looking it up and I found all kinds of knockoffs of his site, but I looked on, you know, you don't get a message from YouTube when you lose a subscription.
Right.
So I just looked it up. It's gone. It says it was terminated. So guess what? I'm unsubscribing from a terminated channel. Let's hope you don't get terminated. You'll have to stream on FakoTube.
Well, you know what? Can we figure that out?
Yeah, I haven't tried because I have no need to. But yeah, you could definitely stream on FakoTube. I'm sure we could test that for sure.
And I know that there's some additional expense associated with
no,
that.
No, there's not.
Oh, there's not?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, we should figure that out.
We should try. But that's why you need StreamYards, because you can type any stream URL in the StreamYards or Restreamio. It's one or the other. I think they work together. So you want to just bang out to as many sites as there are for streaming. Yeah. So do your Periscope Twitter, do your DLive, do your YouTube, do your FakoTube. They can all go at the same time.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, all right.
We're still in fake it till you make it mode with our 44 subscribers who were grateful.
No, this was a good show. We covered a lot of stuff.
I enjoyed it.
This
was
good.
And I'm looking forward to next week already because now I kind of think we're in the zone a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I knew we'd get there.
And we just were looking at a few FakoTubes, I didn't even read any of my blog tonight, which is fine. There's a bit of crossover. So, there's a lot of stories out there. I got fakeologist.com forums as well where people just put memes, got a lot of memes. We got a Discord server, Fakeologist Discord server. There's a lot of action there.
That's a great server.
Yeah, everyone is people can find Fakeologist content all over the place. And people, they find a niche at Fakeologist and they stay there. They don't tend to go from the blog to the fake. It's all over.
Right. Well, it is so true. I mean, there are different people who learn differently and, you know, I'm not a reader. It's, you know,
I'm not either.
I learn visually, auditorially, and kinesthetically, and I guess visually would be reading, but
I'm the same as you. We're similar.
I get bored with it, you know. Somebody will recommend a book, and I'll order it on Amazon,
and it'll just sit there, right?
I'll never read it. But send me a link for a FakoTube.com video, and I'll watch it. You know, within T-minus 10 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. Well, I played some of the better ones that I like tonight, so.
And Dave J. said, keep the spiritual death worship and false witness of death to close to none as possible, and you will be fine.
Well, let's do the opposite. Who was born today? Let's read the birth. I often thought we should start a show with who was born today.
Okay.
Birth. I like that. Where are birth announcements? Are they still in the paper?
I don't think so. I mean, I think the only birth announcements go through Hallmark. You know, you buy them.
I don't know. How do you announce a birth?
I don't think you do it publicly anymore.
No?
No. I've never with any of my kids. You know?
Well, I know that. I don't even know. I know there's a million places for death, but birth? What do we got here?
No.
Birth.
I'm looking forward to actually having a conversation with Dave J to educate me on what this spiritual death, witness of death, just taking a little deeper dive without yelling at me. Because I'm open, Dave. You know? I'm open.
Would you put it on Kijiji?
My writing, I type as one would talk. Okay.
I'm looking at the Toronto.com birth announcements, and they're from 2019, so maybe nobody was born?
I don't think they were born, but let's rebirth them.
You wouldn't put it on Craigslist. Because no. Craigslist stole the classifieds from all the newspapers.
They did. They did. And they gave it to all the sex traffickers.
And that's they don't have births on Craigslist. So I'm at a loss right now. I don't know where you'd look. I guess Facebook. Would it be Facebook?
I don't know. But you know what was born tonight? Dave J. The chat.
Okay, so now you'll be able to see that chat if it restreams.
And honestly, it just took me a sec to figure this out. I can see the chat almost real time now. I just had to actually have my channel up and put it on pause so that I can read it. So it's not a Zoom thing. It's a user error thing. So, you know, I'm a little smarter now than I was 10 minutes ago.
All right.
Hard to believe. So, hey, with that, Ab, I've really enjoyed tonight.
Thank you for
being my weekly chat buddy. And
yeah, you're pretty good. Don't call me during the week.
I think you call me more than I call you.
Yeah, I called you once or twice.
All right.
That's fine.
You'll be my weekend, honey.
That's okay. Fine. That's enough. All right. What, any special sign off tonight or?
No, I think that, we're gonna sign off.
What about Mr. Cheswick? He does a lot of good songs.
Who's that? Do you have access?
He's on YouTube. He gets deleted all the time too. He's got lots of good songs. He's got, the Frank Sinatra song is fantastic.
Cheswick?
I'll send you the link. I'll start playing a bit of it, but you can play it there. Here's the link. Why don't you sign off with this? Here. I put the link in the thing.
But there's the issue. When you say I put the link in.
In Zoom. Zoom.
Okay.
Zoom.
I did just get a new one. So, okay, hold on.
Yeah, you can sign off with that. That's a good one. That's a good one.
That's a good one. Okay, everyone. Well, I am going to, we are going to bid you adieu. We hope to see you next week, Dave J. Maybe you can call in next week.
Yeah. I'm shutting the phone lines down. They were hot tonight. Yeah, hot phone lines.
Or Dave, if you'd like to, come on to Zoom, I can send you an email invite. That would be fun too. So you let us know, and my email address, Dave, is uncleodd333@gmail.com. So if you would like to do that, we would love to chat with you. Okay, everyone. Ab.
And thanks to John LeBon.
Yeah, John, we're going to catch you on the backside because I think maybe you were moving. I don't know, but I'm sure you had a good reason. So,
You were stood up, but that's okay.
I know, but I'm an optimist. I'm always an optimist.
I'm sure there's a really good excuse.
Okay. All right.
Cheerio. What's going on?
That's life. That's what all the people say. Quarantine in April, lockdown in May. But I know that we're really all immune.
good to everyone in every town. Cause they're just puppets and liars and pirates, you know that. They're pulling your string. I've been up and down beyond any doubt. Now I know I'm free. Each time I find myself with a mask on my face, I rip the thing off and say, fuck you, Gates. That's life. I tell you, if you deny it, then you're quitting, baby, but I ain't gonna bite. Cause if I didn't think it's worth a try, then I'd just wave my rights and freedom goodbye. Cause they're just puppets and liars and pirates, you know that. They're pulling your string. I've been up and down beyond any doubt. No, I know a thing. Each time I find myself with a mask on my face, I rip the thing off and say, fuck you, Gates. That's life. I tell you, if you deny it, then you're quitting, baby, but I ain't gonna buy it. Everyone just refuses now to comply. So wake up now and stop by calling out
standing. Thanks, everyone.